This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There's always some fun stuff in the news. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Always things that'll make you have a chuckle. For example, a Scottish man got fined $350 for calling an Irish man a leprechaun. That cracked his brother up. Yeah. What's up, you leprechaun? And I'll tell you why. Because, is this like the L word? You know, like, hey, you can't be calling Irish people leprechauns, Kev. I'm even afraid now the FCC is going to get me. Because can you say leprechaun? I'm just curious, white people, let me know. But is there a term, since we're going to segment our white people between Scottish and Irish, is there a negative term for a Scottish person? I really want to know. I want to know all the negative terms for white people. So I can say them on the radio. Because, see, you could say all the negative terms. I could call you, all of y'all are crackers. Every one of you listening to the show is a cracker. The FCC will not, the FCC will give me an award if I say cracker enough. Shoot. Yeah, I will find myself, you know, getting, well, we didn't, this Kevin Jackson show was obscure until he started saying cracker. Yeah. And if there's a cracker quota, and I said it, I would be in a radio hall of fame. It wouldn't take very long. I want to know all the derogatory terms for white people. My grandmother used to call y'all patties. I don't know why. I didn't know if it was like a hamburger patty or if it's like people call them, you know, the Karens of today. If she was calling them, he's a patty. Like, you know, like Patty, like a princess little white chick named Patty. I don't know. She's dead now. I can't ask her. But she used that term all the time. She's like, oh, that patty. Say it, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, we'd be like, what's a patty? Over time, we knew it was a white woman. Yeah. Actually, it was used indiscriminately. It wasn't gender specific. Because she would say it to a guy. But I still don't know whether she was calling him a snowflake. If it was like an old black term for snowflake. But does it matter? Back in the day, remember when honky was the word of the day? You got to go back with me a little bit. We got to jump in the way back machine if you're going to talk about honkies. Because George Jefferson, you remember the Jefferson Show? You guys don't. You're too young. But my listeners, they do. And George Jefferson would always, if he and Archie Bunker, when they would get into a bit or some white guy, he would go, you honky? And it was a derogatory term for white people to call him a honky. It would be pretty much today the equivalent of calling them a cracker. You cracker. And it, look, we understand what a cracker is, right? Ritz crackers, wafers. What if we called you wafers? I guess we couldn't really get away with that, but, you know, what is it? But anyway, yeah, cracker. But we say cracker. You know, you cracker. That's when it has some bite to it. You cracker. Now I'm working on my cracker quota right now because I'm trying to get in the Radio Hall of Fame. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, white people. I mean crackers. Yeah, I hope you're enjoying the show because I'm explaining things hopefully in a way that you can understand them. The wins that you are currently experiencing, you may think you're losing. Oh, Kevin, Joe Biden not gonna have the convention. You think that's a win for them? That the convention is supposed to be a big party, a pep rally. They've canceled their pep rally. The Democrats have. Do you think that the exposure of Bubba Wallace not being attacked by white NASCAR fans, you know, that beat him up and pour bleach on him and put a noose and all that, do you think that that helped Bubba Wallace and the cause of the narrative of black, you know, black people being despised and hated and everything that they do? Let me tell you something. NASCAR drivers don't give a crap about Bubba Wallace because he's not a winner. And even if he were a winner, he'd be like Tiger Woods. Do you think white golfers hate Tiger Woods? White golfers want to be like Tiger Woods. I was listening. The Tiger Woods right now is in a... There's an Asian kid who got on the tour. I mean, he's American, but he's of Asian ethnicity. And he's... Tiger's 25 wins on tour before he didn't make the cut. Right out of the block. Right out of the gate. Unheard of. A record people thought couldn't be reached. There's an Asian kid that's at 22. I don't know if he made it over the weekend, but he's at 22. All right? And it would be huge if he does it. But I'm just saying, Tiger set the mark. This kid is chasing Tiger's mark. Tiger will set the mark for the most wins in the PGA ever. He's one win away or two wins away. He'll get that mark at some point. And he might even get the most, what do they call them? You know, where they win the biggest tournaments, because Nicholas is the only one ahead of him there. And Tiger's approaching that. And everybody's thinking it can't be done. He might get that. There's hardly any argument that Tiger's the best golfer in the world. And ever. Best golfer ever. Everybody sets the standards by what this kid has done to the game. He improved everybody in the game. There's hardly anybody that can say that. And you don't see golfers going, Tiger Woods. They're happy. They're making more money because of Tiger Woods. They've extended their careers because of Tiger Woods. But no, Bubba, he wants to change NASCAR because NASCAR, we got to bring a whole new audience. Let me tell you what Tiger Woods did to bring a whole new audience, Bubba. He exhibited excellence. That's what he did. Tiger Woods brought black people to the game because they were like, man, I thought that was a white boy game. Tiger Woods up there whooping them white boys. Man, them crackers. He whooping them crackers. Tiger Woods whooping cracker, 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 cracker. Did I make the quota? We got an internal number here my producers are keeping up with for me to say cracker. So, long story short, Tiger Woods brought more people to NASCAR, to golf, probably to NASCAR too, but to golf. Because he was so good. Everybody. Do you think that NASCAR... I got NASCAR stuck in my head. Do you think golf improved because Tiger... black people just started watching? No. Not only did black people start watching golf, white people started watching it more intently. And not because they were rooting against him. They wanted to see what excellence looked like. Because see, it had been defined. Excellence had been defined by white men prior. And Tiger Woods went... No, it can be better. And you know what he did? He went out there with his dad. He worked and worked and worked. His dad said, I didn't take Tiger. Tiger wanted to go do it. It was inside of him. And he did it. And he set a standard that no white man had ever set. The records that these guys have achieved, being honest with you, most people know Jack Nicklaus played in a time when anybody could win. Name me who, to give me your golfer. You know how many people that Tiger has, that has been number one, that Tiger has beaten over the decades he's been in the sport? Oh, this guy's number one for a while. Tiger beats him. This guy's number one for a while. They all swap out and number one for a minute, and Tiger comes and just crushes him. He was number one longer than anybody will ever be. Because he was about excellence. Like this radio show. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I know. There's a lot to talk about. My producers, they rush me. They like to rush me. I don't mean like Rush Limbaugh me. I'm saying they like, well, they could do that. That's cool. I like Rush. But they rush me. They're like, come on, move it on, move it. They gotten spoiled. As we say in the black community, spoiled. They done spoiled. Yeah, spoiled. Like S-P-O-I-L-T. They got spoiled. So, they're spoiled because I don't like to focus on things for too long because there's so much to talk about. But sometimes we can do deeper dives, and it becomes more fun to do the deeper dive. It makes us all sort of, because we're contemplating together. We have amazing show prep. Amazing show prep. I mean, in depth to levels that, you know, probably rival some of the you know, big shows. But we riffed a lot, too, because sometimes we're having these thought bubbles and things will come in and you're like, oh, that's an interesting point I just made. And I realize you're not talking back to me, but I feel you. I feel your energy. And that's what inspires me to go even deeper into a subject. Like we were talking about Bubba Wallace and the nooses. And I got into the Tiger Woods thing, and I said, Bubba Wallace, he's like Kaepernick. Don't be the best at something. Get it. Be attention getter, you know. Bubba Wallace has a terrible record. in NASCAR. He's not even he's not even an afterthought. If without making this kind of a statement, nobody would ever know this guy. Wouldn't care. The only thing that would be written, oh, wow, there was a black race car driver. There was one before him, Willie Riggs or something like that. And now that dude went through some racism. He did. He faced some real issues. I forget his name, but he was the first. And they did all kinds of stuff to keep that brother off the track. But this guy, Bubba, go run. You want to race, race. Let me tell you, the stuff that those white boys do to each other to stop them from winning, and you want to cry racism? What do they try to do to stop Tiger from winning? I don't know. They went out and played. All them white boys are playing their hearts out, weren't they? Phil Mickelson looking like the Michelin man playing. Phil lost 40, 50 pounds one season trying to beat Tiger. That big old chunky white boy. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he was like, I got to do something. This dude is beating everybody. Tiger was set the standard, man. I hope to do that in radio one day. I think we do it. I really think we do it. There's no affirmative action over here, the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. And if you want to reach me on Twitter, at Kevin Jackson TBS. Anyway, I want to talk about a little bit about this new situation, because here's what Matt Walsh tweeted. Incredible. Someone found a rope in a tree. Everyone freaked out that it was a hate crime. Black guy comes forward, says he put it there for a swing. But the mayor is still calling it a hate crime, and people are still protesting over it, even though they all know it's a swing. Imagine this guy, he's a gymnast, okay? And he can't buy the chain and the little rings. They call it the rings, you know, the ring apparatus. So he creates a rope in a tree, puts two ropes on a tree, hangs them down, and makes himself a swing so he can do this equivalent of the apparatus. I'm making it up here. Yeah. So imagine he does this. Then he goes inside of his own home to go get, I don't know, some mint juleps. What do they do in the South? And some white guy rolls by and goes, oh, my God, somebody hung some nooses in that black dude's yard. Now, it would probably be a New Yorker. It wouldn't be a Southerner, because a Southerner would be like, oh, there's old, you know, Billy Ray building his gym apparatus. Because he would know. He would know the dude. He'd know him personally. Because they shop at the same place, or the kids play on the same soccer team or whatever. So he'd know. But let some New Yorker pass by. Oh, my God. They got the ropes. They got the nooses hanging in that man's. Oh, my God. He's black. Somebody, he's going to freak out. We better call somebody. I mean, that's what would happen, right? So we got something similar to this. Oakland, California, leftist crying, racism? And the black guy goes, oh, no, y'all got it wrong. I get it. I see what you're thinking. I see you see racism in everything. I see you guys. You see these loops, a.k.a. known as knots. And did I say the whole thing? I should have just said a.k.a. I didn't need to say known as, because that was part of a.k.a. But anyway, so I got these knots. No, I'm exercising. This is swing. That's a swing. Oh, no. Are you in distress, black man? No, I swear. I did it. This is me. I did this. No. Don't blame a white person. Oh, he's got Stockholm Syndrome. he doesn't even realize that he's a captive. Somebody's trying to kill him. No, seriously. I did this. I went inside to get some lemonade. I laugh at this because this is the way these clowns are. This is the way they are. Noose is found hanging in a tree. Yeah. So racism isn't over. Even when black people do the stuff to themselves, like the girl, you've been to this site, it's called racismhoax.com or something like that, where they chronicle all the times when people go, they wrote the N-word on my church, Ebenezer Baptist Church. Then they get the video camera and it's the pastor, the black pastor that's writing it. He's spray paint looking around. Yeah. He's the one doing it. Or it's a Muslim. The Muslims are under attack. Then look at what they did to our mosque. And then they look, and it's mosque. It's Muslims that did it, right? Or the Democrat, you know, party's office up here on Crenshaw. Somebody destroyed it. Then they find out it was black people wearing Obama shirts, throwing bricks through the window, and then getting paid right in front of the camera. Hey, thank you for your participation, Antifa and Black Lives Matter. I mean, and I could go on and on. But the racism that gets spotted. And look, we got a ton to talk about. I was talking about these quarantines, businesses are going to be suing the cities. And oh, by the way, the leftist incessant need to protect blacks, which is what I'm going to talk about, because I'm just going to make this show about issues related to this, because we might as well. We ain't to have a thematic show. I was going to do some Biden stuff, but I'll say Biden for tomorrow, because we don't have time for all. We got too many things going on where we need to protect our colored people. So why not? Yeah, there's enough stuff. Oh, Biden's going to win in a landslide. I saw this. Yeah. Yep. I've already talked a little bit about, I've touched on the Father's Day weekend murders and the next weekend after that murders, which happened last weekend in Chicago, and all the uptick in murders and all this. But there's a lot of other stuff that we could be covering. A lot of things that have gone under the radar because we got to talk about this stuff. Like you guys, did you hear the announcement? Major announcement. Yeah. Petition to change Columbus, Ohio to Flavortown. Won't you take me to Flavortown? Yeah, they want to change Columbus, Ohio to Flavortown, Ohio. Huh. Okay. All right. Why? Because Columbus, well, I don't know, he's a colonializer. What is the beef? I don't even, when people, because that's a big deal for Italians in New York. Don't talk about Columbus Day. You really get me mad if you talk about that, man. I don't get it. I don't understand what the big deal is, but I said, what, Flavor Town? Why don't you make it Funky Town? Won't you take me to Funky Town? And then they would have a theme song. Yeah. Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Oversight Subcommittee on Civil Rights and Liberties is holding a hearing on violence against protesters and journalists. Republican Ranking Member Jim Jordan from Ohio is criticizing Democratic leaders across the United States for shutting down houses of worship but allowing mass protesters during the pandemic.
For the past several months, we have seen Democrat mayors, Democrat governors tell American citizens you can't open your business, you can't go to church, you can't buy a gun, you can't go to your loved one's funeral. But somehow when it came to the protest, it was all different.
The Supreme Court struck down a Louisiana law that would have required abortion doctors to have admitting privileges at hospitals within 30 miles of the clinics. Chief Justice John Roberts siding with the four liberal justices on the court in the decision, granting abortion advocates a surprising victory. This is USA Radio News. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says she agrees with presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden's assessment that mask usage should be mandated on a federal level amid the surge of coronavirus cases across the United States. Fox News judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano says the feds aren't able to mandate such a thing.
Well, the federal government certainly can't do it because the federal government is not charged with public health or public safety. That's an area, Melissa, that is reserved by the 10th Amendment to the Constitution for the states.
Napolitano continues on Fox News, though, that the feds are able to do something.
The federal government can recommend it. Its scientific arm, the CDC, can recommend it, but it can't be compelled.
A man is dead after another shooting in Seattle's Chop Zone. The gunfire erupted early this morning in the Capitol Hill District that left another person critically injured. It's unknown what led to this shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When Donald Trump wants a wall around our southern border, it's considered racist. But domestic terrorists who take over a 6x6 block in Washington is considered patriotic. Joe Biden is allowed to blackmail the president of Ukraine, but when Donald Trump asks about it, that's an impeachable offense. A $5 billion border wall is apparently too expensive, but a $1.5 trillion free healthcare system is apparently achievable. People who never owned slaves have to pay reparations to people who never were slaves. I'm not allowed to cheat to get into college because I'll go to jail, but if I cheat to get into this country, I get free everything. People who never went to college have to pay for kids who made stupid choices and decided to go to college. We're catching and releasing criminals because apparently it's an infringement on their right. I'm not allowed to purchase a firearm, but you're totally allowed to go purchase drugs, alcohol, and get an abortion. Irish and German scientists and engineers have to go through a very serious vetting process before being admitted into the United States, but immigrants from our southern border get to come in whenever they want.
Oh, my heart goes out to that little young white chick. Yeah. She's got it down. Good for her. See, that's what you want to create. That's what shows like this create. The Kevin Jackson Show. Welcome back, everybody. Glad you're here, but I hope she's out there listening. I hope people like her out there. I hope you have your kids tuning in, downloading a podcast. One of my buddies, I met him in Quincy, Illinois years ago. His name is Trent, and he said to me, Kevin, I have a 19-year-old son who's about to go the other direction. He's a guy, he's a staunch conservative, raised his kids conservative, and he recognizes. He says, this kid is going the wrong way, politically, not like doing crazy. Well, he could be, because if he's going the other way, who knows what he'll do. So anyway, he says, which book should I get him of yours? I said, tell me which one you want, I'll send it. Yeah, so we sent him Race Pimping. Because we only have the Big Black Lies only on digital. So I sent him Race Pimping, autographed to him. Read this book, kid. Don't get sucked up in these other things. Because, you know, and I hope it helps. So, Trent, that's on the way, my friend. And, so this young girl is explaining the craziness, the hypocrisies, the ironies of leftism better than most. That girl was probably 15 years old. See, the good news is we're creating these kids. There are other kids out there. They're scared. And they're saying, okay, I'll say publicly what you want. But privately, they're in complete contradiction. And they're going to start seeing more and more of this stuff. That's what we try to produce. I tell people all the time, where's our Johnny Carson? I had this conversation with Bo Snerdly the other day. I said, no offense. It is Rush's responsibility to create these. So Rush has now got a lot more people hosting his show. And if you're asking, Kevin, you know Bo, Rush's producer. Why don't you have Bo put in a word for you? Because I don't work my friends that way. Now, Bo has a friend who loves my show. Trey, I know you listen. And Trey has been trying to get Bo to put me on Rush's show for a long time, but I don't do it. In fact, one of my radio people would go, Kevin, have you done Dan's show? That would get a lot of people listening to you because, you know, people would, they'd know who you are. And I go, no, I hadn't even thought about it. Here, I'm good friends with Dan Bongino. He's got a very successful show. And I don't go, boy, if I could just get on Dan's show, that'll help my show. I don't think like that. If Dan wants me on his show because I'm relevant, I'm happy to do it. But, you know, I got stuff to do. He's got stuff to do. And it isn't like Dan's going, well, you know, I have that friend Kevin, but he's irrelevant. Dan's not thinking about me because Dan's got stuff to do. It isn't because, you know, we don't have love for each other. It's just he's got stuff to do. Now, if I brought it up, he'd go, oh, dude, you're right. You're right. Yeah, Kev, let's get that schedule. Let's get that schedule, bro. Yeah. That's what Dan would say. Anyway, I told my radio people, I go, y'all do it. I didn't tell my producers, they don't care. They just produce. But I told my PR person, I was like, look, if you want to do that, if that's the way you think we should grow the show, fine, I'm happy to do it. I do hits on a lot of shows. It brings a lot of people to my other work. But yeah, I don't. And you know what else we don't? You'll notice what we don't do. We don't advertise. We got movie channel called Festi Flix. I mean, I'm going to tell you about it when I'm talking about it, but we have the website itself. I have my books. We aren't lacing stuff in between to get you to buy this stuff. Because you know what? It's important that you... I'm glad you're here. I figure if you have some curiosity beyond this show, you'll exercise it. You'll do it. Anyway, back to this girl. This girl is amazing to me because she gets it. And her generation is going to, when they get woke, I mean seriously woke, when they figure out that what are we doing all this stuff for black people, they're letting them loot. They let them make lesser grades. They let them commit crimes. Not just looting. I'm talking about other crimes, and they make up excuses. And he got no baby daddy. He got no daddy. You know, and these white kids are going, no, enough is enough. But they need help. They need adult guidance. And that's why you're here. I got a note from a guy, because I'm going to get into here in a minute into how black people got saved. While I was away, white folks saved my life. Y'all saved my life. Thank you. Thank you so much. Because I wouldn't be around if it weren't for you white people. Not you. Not you white people, but them other ones on the other side, the left. Oh, yeah. They made sure Kevin Jackson lived. And I want to get into it. I want to explain that to you. But before I do that, I want to talk about a message that a guy named Scott sent me. I'm not going to read last names or anything like that, but he says, Kevin, just wanted to tell you that first off, I live your podcast. Now, I think he meant love, but in case, Scott, if you're living it, man, you're doing some living. But anyway, he goes on to say, I listen to every single episode. What's this say? Every single episode. It's off the page here. And enjoy it tremendously. I'm sure you've already received a ton of messages on this already, but I was listening to the June 19th show, and you mentioned Beethoven being black. It's a long-held theory that goes back more than 100 years that Beethoven had a Moorish ancestor. His family was Flemish, and many people from their region have Moorish blood in their families. This is also the Italians, by the way, Sicily, the Sicilians. They, because it was in the Mediterranean, so they were like, oh, these Africans came and landed at port, conquered, you know, raped all the women. You know, where the white women at? And there you go. You know, got these mulatto kids. So, anyway, he goes on. He says, this is confirmed as far as I know, but apparently there is strong genealogical evidence to support the theory. Want to give you my 2 cents. Hope it helps. Please keep telling America the truth about leftists, and I'll continue to listen. 20 years of Army service, he says, can't compare to the service that I'm doing for America. So, Scott, first of all, your 20 years of Army service absolutely does compare to what I do, even though I do feel like I'm fighting the good fight. Kudos to you for doing what you do, or what you've done for 20 years. Kudos for you to being a good listener to the program. Now, on the Beethoven subject, my issue at the time was, if you found out that Beethoven was Asian, Does it minimize Beethoven in your eyes in any way? What? So you've gone and they say, Kevin, there's this guy's name is Ludwig von Beethoven, and there's a bust of him. And unless you analyze the bust carefully, to me it was some obscure white guy. And I heard his music. I learned piano very young, but I couldn't play worth a dang. And I remember playing, the theme to Die Hard, to help you remember Beethoven's music. And I played the song. I appreciated him because other people seemed to appreciate him, but it was good, for whatever it was. But it wouldn't have impacted me. If they said Kevin the Dude was black, I would have been, okay, well, congratulations to him. It doesn't sound like any black music I've ever heard, but good for him. The point was, it didn't matter. So then we get into this conversation, Jesus being black. Is Jesus black? I talked about this the other day. Is Jesus black? Who cares? Jesus is a leader. Do you follow his principles and his doctrines? Do you believe in the Bible and the words that Jesus spoke? And do you believe that you would do what he does? Turn the other cheek, all the other things Jesus taught. Would you do it? And if the answer is yes, then you liked his leadership. Would it matter to you what color he was? If they came to me and said, Kevin, do you realize Jesus was Indian? He spoke Hindi too. I would be, really? Interesting fact. I didn't know that. But I still follow Jesus. He's still an amazing dude, right? It's amazing to me. So, I love getting the mail, so Scott, I appreciate you. And by the way, others, I was gonna do a segment on this, but Melissa always warns me, stop doing shows that sort of, promote who you are, because I'm not trying to do that. I'm really not. You either like what you hear on the show or you don't. And I hate to say this, but I always have to put this disclaimer in, but I don't really care. if you like it, great. If you don't, I don't care. There's a lot of entertainment out there. There's a lot of people to impart knowledge. Go see them. I encourage you to. But if you like what you're doing here, occasionally we're going to have these types of talks. So I look at these as the ones that people will come back to later and go, I really did need that pep talk. I really did need to know, that it's not about color. I talked about this the other day, people that tell me, I don't see color. Yeah, you do. Stop lying to me. Don't tell me you don't see color. Explain it in a different way. Kevin, I see color. Of course I see color. I don't really care about it. I get that. Explain it in a way that, because these virtue signals, I just don't see color. What do you know about a person's content of their character in a first interaction? You judge them by the way they comport themselves, and you make sort of these value judgments, but not dogmatically, not like, oh, it has to be this way.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
While I was out, hey, 200 miles of border wall got built. And part of it was in my neck of the woods, Arizona. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. And it's funny, because leftists, he's not going to build that wall. Mexico's not going to pay for it or whatever. So he starts building the wall. Well, it's 200 miles. He's just replacing the existing wall. Okay. Have you seen the existing wall? Where it's literally like a police, one of those wooden, they call them sawhorses or whatever. Just, you just step right over. You could go under it. That's the wall in some areas. Trump is building a 30-foot wall. I get into a discussion with a guy, he's a conservative, supposed conservative, at a congressional fundraiser, and he says to me, Yeah, well, Kevin, you know, in my region, you know, we here in Florida, you know, we don't have a whole lot of need for the wall. And I personally, I'm against the wall. And they said, and I went, you're against the wall. He goes, yeah. And I go, why are you against the wall? He's like, that shouldn't be a litmus test for your conservatism. And I said, well, a lot of people do see it as a metaphor for keeping people out. Well, I just don't see any need for walls. I said, that's the most, I'm talking to a guy who wants to be a congressman. I said, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard a person say in my life. I see no need for walls. I go, there's walls all in the city, in the district where you are. I said, do you realize how I would spin you in the circles if you said something that stupid? He goes, no, I could undo this about, you know, your wall. I said, okay, let's do it. So I said, that you, congressman, you seem to say you don't like walls. There are walls throughout your city. There are gated communities. Are you going to mandate that they take those walls down? There are prisons in America. Are you going to mandate that those walls come down? There are walls protecting federal buildings and other areas, botanical gardens and things like this. Are you going to demand those walls come down?
Well, you know, walls are not barriers. They don't really keep people out.
Yes, they are barriers. That is exactly the definition of a wall. It is a barrier between you and the contents. You have walls in your home. Yeah. Every room has a wall, and that wall is a barrier. If you don't want people seeing what you do in the bathroom, you put up a wall. If you don't want to see people seeing what's in your bedroom, you put up a wall. How could you possibly say something so idiotic? And he's like, well, you know, Donald Trump's building this wall, and now it's 30 feet. You know, what's 30 feet? They're already getting over the wall. I said, well, so for you, you're saying that the wall, if it's 5 feet, then it's not a wall. It's an acceptable wall. What? Versus 30 feet. So now the height of the wall matters, as if that's got something to do with it. I said, it still goes back to the core question. Are you for walls or not? Because if you're not for walls, I can demand that you take down every wall, not just the border wall. And don't tell me that it is not an impediment. It is an impediment. And so what? They can scale a 30-foot wall, and you can build it 40 feet, and they scale that too. It's more tough to scale a 30-foot wall than it is a 3-foot wall. Would you agree? So I'm spinning him in circles, and his campaign's looking at me, and they're thinking that I'm being contrarian. I said, look, I'm just trying to help you, because if I'm running the other campaign, I'm going to make you back off. And at the end of the event, he came up to me later, because you could tell he was like, and some friends of mine said, man, you rattled him. I said, well, good. So then he comes to me after, he was smiling. He goes, hey, man, that was some good counsel you gave me, and he shook my hand. Now, I don't know whether he meant it. Because he's a white boy. He's a cracker. So, I don't know. Take it with a grain of salt. But I at least wanted him to understand, you can't say stupid stuff and get elected. This doesn't work that way. But one of the other things I told him, I said, so you don't care about a wall? Because he says, Florida doesn't border any states that, you know, that need a wall. I said, oh, so you don't have any illegals in Florida, right? I said, none of the Mexicans that sneak in have made it down to Florida. That are sneaking in through other people's wall problems. They haven't made it down. And he's like, well, yeah, we do. I go, okay. So just because it isn't your direct problem, it is your indirect problem. Again, I would eat you alive. Holy cow, man, stop saying stupid stuff. But I want to talk to you guys about making it safer for black folks. Because, you know, we dumped the Confederate flag. It's gone from NASCAR. And I'm sure it's being, yeah, I don't know where else the Confederate flag is, but you better know that there are people out there rooting it out. And I've never been to a NASCAR event. And I now feel much safer to go now that that heinous flag has been removed. Now, I go to the Indy 500 every year. I try to. Haven't gone in I missed a couple years. For some reasons, I mean, no big deal, but, and then I obviously missed this year because they didn't have it. But, I usually go, and I don't know, if people have flags, Confederate flags there. I really never paid attention. I just go and it's been an enjoyable experience. And I've seen people from all different walks of life and colors and creeds and what have you. And I don't know about you, but I've never been to NASCAR, but up to this point, I had felt relatively free and safe to go to a NASCAR event. I like country people. I grew up around them. But who knew that I was in peril? had I gone. Thank the Lord for white leftists for saving me. Because had I gone, had it been, or, by the way, some of my brothers, you know, brothers and sisters that obviously partake of the sport, probably love it, but were afraid to go, we can now go. Oh, yeah. And, you know, I already talked earlier about Bubba Wallace, you know, and that whole noose incident, which only added to my fear of going to a NASCAR event. So, thankfully, they made it safe. Now, there are other things that are out there, too. Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben. I did not realize that my culinary life has been taken into the hands of some very vicious white people. Yeah, vicious, vicious people. Aunt Jemima. Miss Green. Do you know who Aunt Jemima is, Miss Green? Yeah, you need to learn about Aunt Jemima. Because she got a story. But yeah, so we got Aunt Jemima. We got Uncle Ben. And others, you know. I'm just glad leftists are out there protecting us. You know, because who knew the perils that black people face? Yeah. I know there's other stuff they could go get into, but, you know, Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben, Mrs. Butterworth, I included Mrs. Dash and others. But while I was gone, white leftists, the virtue signalers, are out there looking for things to make sure I'm safe. Like that loop that was found in Bubba's pit. Whew! I'm glad to see, to know that there are people that vigilant, that are out there just looking for that racism. Well, as a black person in America, you must feel good, right? Even you white people, you got to feel pretty good that there are a group of people out there going, hey, we're watching. And for you conservatives, look, I know you're tricky. Your racism's hidden. But there are people out there going, I got you. I'm going to check you out. I'm making sure that you treat black people like children. I mean, with respect. Yes, with respect. What else we got? There's a few other things that are out there, but I think the bigger point is this. America will soon be safe for black people. That's right. America will soon be safe for a black man to go out there and do his thing and become successful and make money and move out of the ghetto where all black people must live and go into these white neighborhoods and actually have jobs that white black people will no longer just be janitors and maids and step and fetch it people and lawn boys and call boys and get to go to do somebody's lawn and see that little black lawn jockey. Yeah, black people, because of the under the watchful eye of leftist whites, will be able to go out and be accountants, and they will be lawyers, and they will be doctors, and they will be engineers, and they will run their own one day they will do all these things. They will run their own businesses. They will dominate sports. They will own. They will be GMs of sports. They will be the quarterback, not just the running back. So the man has got to carry the ball, carry the load. They will be all of it. They may even be one day be president. That's right. Black people are going to get, they're going to become something in this country because we are under the watchful eye of these progressives. And they're out there and they're looking and they're finding out who's still got that Confederate flag. What lapel pin are you wearing, sir? Sir, what are you talking about, this Southern pride? Huh? What's that about? And what's that on your shoe? With that shoelace? What is that? Are you threatening to hang black people with that shoe tied in that knot down there with that noose that you've got on your foot on those tennis shoes, sir? What is that about? They're out there protecting, making black people feel good about who we are, making us know that, hey, what you can't do for yourself, we'll do. We will make sure that nobody bothers you in any way. That's what we do for our slaves.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.